Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Ann Wilson bringing us back from the group Heart. That's Nancy, her sister, on harmony there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Check that out when you get a chance. Scott Arno is our guest. He is the Security Advocate, Vice President of Soho Solutions. We're talking about the Heartbleed bug, not to be confused with a virus, folks. It's a bug. Scott informed us in the last segment that a bug is a defect. This was an unintentional defect left in some very popular software that's used all across the world in for websites, for servers, et cetera, et cetera. And Scott, you were telling us that when the two systems ping each other back and forth, they give each other important information, but you're about to tell us where the Heartbleed bug can turn ugly.
Yeah, here's where it really gets interesting. So when you as a user send the ping to the server or whatever is using this OpenSSL,
right?
And you will tell it how much information you're sending and how much you want back. If those two amounts don't match, that's a problem. Like, mm-hmm. Let's say we mentioned those examples of server, Jim, 3 letters, sends back Jim, 3 letters. Let's say you send, hi, server, please confirm our connection, baseball, 6,000 letters. And what it will do is it'll send back baseball, and there's a whole bunch of extra space. It fills in the space with what's in the computer's memory. Now, if that sounds, oh, boy, what could that be? Yeah, that can be passwords, usernames, credit card numbers, server encryption keys.
So it does a data dump. It does an accidental data dump, but what you're saying is there are people who can manipulate the Amazon or Microsoft or IBM or whatever can manipulate their servers to do that, to get back that information. They can arrange to create the cause the Heartbleed bug to give them what they want.
Kind of. The way it works is it's actually random, and you get a relatively small amount of data. It's called 64 kilobytes of data. It's not a lot. It's like a page of data. It's not much.
Right.
But you can send one of these little ping requests over and over and over and over again. So someone can set up an automated computer code to get millions of requests. And eventually those little bits of data start adding up, and you start getting very valuable
data.
And
this is what the bad guys are doing right now.
Yeah, right now they're salivating. And this was, of course, assuming that they didn't find it before it went public, and we have no way to know.
And folks, here's one thing to remember. When Scott said, you ping another server and you say this and that, you actually don't do that. You're typing into a keys and your equipment, your technology is talking to each other. But the bad guys are actually they're actually doing that, right? They're actually creating the kind of a request of those servers that will defeat or that will expose the Heartbleed bug defect, right? And hopefully give them the passwords and all that sort of thing. So all right. So how bad is this right now?
Well, sadly, this was a super easy attack to set up for a bad guy. Really, really.
Because it doesn't leave a trace that they've been there.
So,
as you say, we don't know how bad it's already been, right?
Exactly. That's what makes it so important to take steps in response. And it affects servers. It affects networking equipment. These will be the things inside your network that connect you to the internet.
Right.
Or connect different parts of your network. Like if you hit print on your computer, there's something called a switch, which runs that signal from your computer to the printer actually print it. And, of course, if they can access that means that they can steal data right off it. And Cisco and Juniper Networks, which are two major manufacturers of those types of equipment, have announced, yes, they were affected.
Does that mean we need to buy new equipment?
No, it does mean that they have to be updated.
But the software. So if we got printer software, we need to update the printer software?
as soon as it becomes available, luckily a lot of these companies, Cisco and Juniper, they do have a lot of this information on their website. That's
but
part
we
of
gotta go. But we gotta go. We all gotta go do that, right? I mean, it's a lot
sure
of work.
Do.
I mean, this what you're describing then is like a mini Y2K, isn't it?
In some ways, it's a bit worse.
Maybe not a mini. Maybe worse, right?
It even hits mobile devices and mobile apps.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
So this could actually be more pervasive than Y2K was.
I think it is already.
Wow. So all right. So how do we deal with this? What are our steps? What's a 1, 2, 3 for the average small business owner to do?
Well, there's two different things to answer with that. One is if you yourself have servers that are affected, like you have your own website, that type of thing, or you have internal email servers, or you're holding
right.
stuff in a database in
yep.
your stuff, obviously work with IT and security personnel. This is still
yep.
not a do-it-yourself project. If your firm or your customer servers are affected by this bug, that open SSL software has to be updated.
Mm-hmm.
And I can give you the update numbers. I don't know if that's going to make a lot of difference to you, but
right.
they'll have them online.
Right.
And new encryption keys have to be generated. That's what keeps the information scrambled and safe moving around the network.
Right.
Once it's actually been invaded, the stuff could have been stolen.
Right.
Then websites have what are called security certificates, which let the web browser know when it comes to your site that your site is genuine, safe,
right.
and secure.
Yep.
And those have to be revoked and reissued. There are trusted certificate authorities online that will do
and
that.
And we need a pro to do that too, because I don't know how to do that. I need all of what you just said, and I don't know how to do any of it.
One thing I should mention, this does not apply to every website. This applies
yeah.
to websites that have a secure function. So
yeah.
if your website is just HTTP, a regular website, and you don't
and
have any login.
If you're not doing e-commerce, it doesn't apply to you, right?
Yeah. Well, it might be some of your internal equipment, but it
right.
won't face customers, which
right.
is a big deal.
Hold on to that thought, folks. We're gonna talk some more about some things that you need to do, the 1, 2, 3s of your next steps. To protect yourself against the Heartbleed bug.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.